Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're starting the 4 o'clock hour late. I apologize, but the 3 o'clock hour had that Marlins blown opportunity, and we went long, and then I had just, you know, it's enough already. I'm moving on. Moving on from the Marlins. They took 3 out of 4 from Atlanta, and then we're moving on. Need that.
I can tell.
Let me give you the code word for the hour. We're giving away Joe's Dough if you listen to us on 560, Leroy's Loot if you listen to us on 790. The word this hour is cool. Keep your cool. Keep your cool, Marlins
Hawk,
fans.
Keep your cool.
Hawk, keep your cool. Text the word cool to 72881. That's 72881. You could win $1,000. Just text the word cool to 72881. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Get in on the winning. Text the word COOL to 72881. Get headlines here in a second. First, though, let's do a sports health tip. It's brought to you by Nicholas Children's Hospital.
Athletes should use well-fitted equipment such as cleats, shin guards, and helmets. Evidence suggests molded or multi-studded cleats are generally safer for the athlete than the screw-in cleats.
There you go. This sports health tip brought to you by Nicholas Children's Hospital. Now, headlines with Alejandro Solana.
All right, so the Marlins did lose 7-6. Hockey
what? They had the lead in the ninth. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not reliving that. I'm keeping my cool.
They take 3 of 4 from Atlanta. They're going to begin a 5-game homestand at Lone Depot Park tomorrow. Marlins will play 3 straight versus the San Francisco Giants before playing 2 against the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch is tomorrow, 7:10 p.m.
All right.
Tonight, the Florida Panthers. They're in Tampa Bay. They'll play 2 straight in Tampa Bay. Tonight's puck drop versus the Lightning is at 7 p.m. Driegs is back in the net tonight for the Panthers.
All right. Doug Plagans, Panthers radio voice, going to join us in the next segment.
The Heat, they lost last night. Their second straight loss yesterday at the hands of the Denver Nuggets. They're now 1-2 on this 4-game road trip. They're going to play the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow in Minnesota to finish out that 4-game road trip. Actually, right now, Hawk, on Bally Sports Sun, it's the replay of the Heat-Nuggets game. There's 3 minutes left. Guess who just checked in for the Denver Nuggets?
Bol Bol?
Bol Bol has checked in
the Bol
for the Denver
Bol minutes?
Nuggets.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. I got to watch this because he was fire last night. Hold on. Bally Sports Sun.
Fire.
I'm telling you, you didn't watch this last night, right, Solana?
No.
You had fallen asleep now?
I had fallen asleep at around the 7-minute mark in the fourth quarter. They're about to take out Jokic right now, and Bol Bol's about to check in.
Watch what you see what Bol Bol does with his couple of minutes, man. This guy's impressive. Telling you. It's shocking. There's Deadman shooting a 3 in those bright shoes.
Oh, that made me hot. He pulled up for that 3.
Nah, he's a stretch big. He's a stretch big, yeah, Crowder.
He's a stretchy big. He's a stretchy. Yeah, I guess he's pliable, but he's not a stretch big.
You remember the stretchy incident back at the old radio station?
First thing popped in my mind.
Oh, one of the all-time classic off-air only moments.
Only off-air.
Oh, did I love that moment. That
old
was
stretchy
great.
Stretchy fella, aren't you?
I can still see the look on his face. I had flipped over to CNBC to make myself feel better because the market skyrocketed today and the Dow closed over 34,000 for the first time in history. And so I figured that'll put me in a good mood after the Marlins game, but watching Bull Bull after this commercial break is going to put me into a good mood. I'm telling you, Solana, wait till you see him. You're going to be surprised. I know I'm making him sound like Giannis, but it's just, you know, you see Bull Bull come out there and it's not what you expect. I didn't expect him to be handling the ball and bringing it up and hitting a nice little floater. Like, I was impressed.
Let me know, Solana. I think he's putting some D's on this story.
All right, guys, the big news today outside of South Florida is that LaMarcus Aldridge, he retired this morning. He tweeted out that he was experiencing an irregular heartbeat during the final couple appearances with the Brooklyn Nets, and he's hanging it up.
Yeah, we found out in the last hour he has earned over $200 million in his career, which gave me heart palpitations.
Let me hold something, Marcus. Marcus. Let me
give him a little something. LaMarcus, give Crowder a little something to put in his rubber band. Give him a little something to put in that rubber band.
Keep me out.
Tell
the
what
best
you want to do with that bankroll.
Keep me out.
Did you
of the
see
best
what Wilson
Western.
Did, our Photoshop guy?
Oh, and me plunging the toilet.
Yep, bent over, hunched over, plunging the toilet at the Best Western. What is wrong with you? Didn't you say to yourself, at that point, like, what am I doing? I'm saving $20. What am I doing? I'm plunging a Best Western toilet.
Well, now we're getting into the story. I said that the night we got there and the elevator was broken and we were on the fourth floor.
Right.
I was like,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
One elevator and y'all aren't fixing it till the morning. And now I got a 9-month-old baby, 2 kids, a wife, and we're going up 4 flights of stairs. It popped in my mind every now and
then. Yeah. I mean, come on. You were on Baller Wives. Like, you what are you doing? What are you doing? We've got a brand here. We've got a brand here.
Show out in Sarasota.
I mean, there's so many nice places in Sarasota, but I'm not even saying you got to show out. I'm not saying the Ritz. Go to a Radisson. Like, just step it up one little notch.
Go to a Radisson. And after the Best Western experience, bro, Radisson is the Fountain Blue. Goodness gracious.
You're not kidding. That's the Shangri-La. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Today is National High Five Day. We talked about clubs last hour. People don't use clubs anymore. The high five, we're not really high-fiving anymore either.
No, of course not. Not with COVID. But you could still you could do some slap ass, though, right?
You know what? That's a hell of a there's not a lot of germs on your butt cheek.
Right, cuz your hands, you're touching doorknobs and railings, you know, you don't want to high five someone, but a little slap ass.
Slap ass.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I met with my CPA yesterday cuz tax season's around, and to see like an old professional hold the fist out, it still makes me happy. to pound up, you know, just, you know, a 60-year-old CPA. I enjoy it.
I mean, this guy, he's got a CPA, but he's also plunging the toilet at Best Western. I mean, you know, it doesn't add up.
I got to keep them on their toes, baby. I got to keep them on their toes. And my bank account got overdrawn last night, and I had to put my money in today. Yeah.
But when you say it got overdrawn, you have millions in another account. I don't know why you keep this stupid account for bills. It's just... I got to talk to Asia. I've got to put an end to all this.
I got to keep Wells Fargo on their toes.
You don't, though. You don't. You really don't.
They don't know.
You watching Bull Bull? You watching Bull Bull, Solana?
Yeah, I am. He looks good, though, man.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
Look at that. Did you see what Bol Bol? I know you're a few minutes behind, a couple seconds behind me. Did you just see what Bol Bol did?
Oh, the Hezzy 1-2 fadeaway jumper. Woo!
Look at that.
He has.
I wasn't lying. Was I lying?
Oh, man. Wow, that was smooth, too. Like,
I'm telling you, I'm not making that up. That wasn't gawky looking.
Yeah.
But
crank up the three there, gets fouled by Deadman.
Aren't all his moves a Hezzy?
No, I'm telling you, he looked good. All right, anything else, Solana?
So you're telling me he doesn't say, oh, when he's doing his moves.
No, he is a smooth ball player.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Come on, get out of here.
Your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, around 84 degrees. Tonight, your low is going to drop to around 60. That is about 10 degrees higher than our average around this time on April 15th here in South Florida. That is your weather.
Somebody says, OMG, Channing, I go every year to Siesta Key in Sarasota. I stay in awesome places, never a Best Western. What are you doing, Channing? Just a Radisson, man. A Radisson. Just one Radisson. How much for one Radisson? One night at the Radisson. All right. Doug Plagans is going to join us next. See Bol Bol bringing the ball up there? See him running the offense?
Yeah, he's a point guard.
Look
point
at that,
point
man.
Center.
I'm telling you. Stretch point.
Get him down. Get down there, everybody.
Doug Plagans, why are you making him sound like your dad?
I don't know. I didn't want to do the Bol Bol accent. I thought
right.
It was, yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
You came back doing that after your trip to Africa, though.
Yeah,
you
I did.
Had,
that,
yeah.
That
yeah.
British. No. Yeah. How was your day?
Mine was good. No, it wasn't as good as yours. Oh, yes, it was. Oh, no. Doug Plagan's going to join us in the next segment. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano, that is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. There's masks required. They've got multiple hand sanitizing stations. So you can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot every day. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3? If you haven't been there yet, it's not what you think of when you think free lunch. This is a legit kitchen with chefs, and you order off a menu, wings, salads, sandwiches. They do daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. You've got to check it out and see for yourself. So you can grab your buddies after work, head on over to any Cheetah Club in West Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. You can get all the details on their website. It's Cheetah. SOFL.com. Gonna talk a little Panthers hockey with Doug Plagans next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the Onion Volcano.
What?
Huh? Hock and Crowder.
Is this a Plagans song choice, Solana? Because what is this?
I don't know if it's a Plagans song choice, but I think Plagans likes the White Stripes for sure.
Oh, this is the White Stripes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're the ones that do Seven Nation Army or something.
That is the White Stripes, yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk with Plagans here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, although I don't think he's really on the phone. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans, of course, the radio voice for the Florida Panthers. And they had a nice win Tuesday over Dallas. And they've got the Lightning tonight, which will be a tough one. And then the Lightning again after that. Hello, Plagans.
What's going on? And yes, I am a White Stripes fan. I'm from Detroit. They're from Detroit. I've been to a ton of concerts in my life. And the fact that I saw the White Stripes at like the best time, I think, to have seen the White Stripes in 2003, right after that Elephant album came out, when Seven Nation Army was the biggest new thing. I saw them at the Rave in Milwaukee, which is an all standing room venue. It was nuts. It was so cool. And now, I don't know that we're ever going to see Jack and Meg play together again. So it's kind of become a rare thing.
And I think we've talked about this with you before, Plagans. You like the mosh pit, right? Like, you like death metal. You like speed metal.
I'm a punk rock guy, but I've gotten into as I've gotten older, my tastes have gotten heavier too. I love hardcore and metal, and my metal tastes have gotten, you know, it's obviously Metallica is kind of like a lot of people's gateway into metal, but you know, I've gotten into a lot of heavier stuff too. So that's kind of my flavor as far as music's concerned. A lot of people say you don't strike me as the kind of guy that listens to that. I think it just makes me just the kind of music makes me feel good.
Playing, what do you do when you're listening to heavy metal? Like, do you rest? Do you fight? Do you slap people? Like,
chops wood, man.
What goes on? You chop wood?
Well, that's what's funny is, you know, like, for a lot of people, they've got, like, their, this is what I listen to when I relax. This is what I listen to when I'm getting pumped up. Like, for me, I'll lay down and take a nap and, like, listen to Rancid or listen to Killswitch Engage, my friend's band, or, you know, there's a lot of, for me, that's just what I enjoy. It just makes me feel good.
Plagan's an interesting dude, Crowder. He is an interesting dude.
We knew that years ago, to be honest.
We learn it every time he comes on. We learn something interesting. Plagan's will be on the radio call tonight, Panthers and Lightning on 560 QAM. Let me start, though, with Tuesday. Chris Drieger made a save Tuesday night. I jumped out of my chair because I was certain I was watching the puck dribble into the goal. So where does that rank in the pantheon of great saves that you've seen in an NHL game? Because is it a great save? Because, I mean, he contorted his body to get the stick back there. I couldn't believe what I saw.
Yeah, that was a miraculous save. And when you look back now at the Panthers and the fact that they won that game the other night, you know, that's as big a play as anything that happened in that game that helped them eventually get the 2 points. It was a miraculous save, and, you know, those are the kind of saves that you need over the course of a season. But when the season, you know, when everything's said and done, that's not just going to be a save that could be on Panthers highlight reels. That's a save that could be on, you know, league-wide National Hockey League highlight reels. It was interesting too, because it went off his pad. He made a good save to begin with. It was off his pad, off his teammate's skate, and then the puck was trickling back, and he just happened to, you know, reach back and get it right off the goal line, basically. And in hockey, it has to go all the way across the goal line to be a goal, and he was able to pull it off the goal line and make the save, and the Panthers eventually won that game in overtime. But that's as good as any save that you're going to see. And, you know, you're always going to see – you're going to see a lot of great saves because these goalies are all so good. And I think something that maybe gets overlooked when you look at the best goalies in the National Hockey League, you look at – and anybody really that gets to the highest level and plays regularly. And you know, both Panthers goaltenders are outstanding at this. The way that they go side to side, I think a lot of people maybe – overlook just how difficult that is for a goaltender when you're down like that to be able to push side to side, go back and forth with how quickly these guys are able to move. It's something special. There's a lot of things in sports maybe that sometimes you take for granted, but just watching NHL goalies and watching the way that they're in position and some of the athletic moves that they're able to make, those are things that certainly you certainly have to appreciate. And Chris Drieger the other night, that was just a miraculous save. If anybody hasn't seen it, I'd highly suggest going to check it out, because you'll have to watch it a few times and see how he, and ask yourself, how did he do that? And he definitely did, and it helped the Panthers win that game.
And Doug, I do it about every. I try to wait a month, maybe 6 weeks, to do this. I try not to do it to you every time. We love you coming on. You're our food expert, but you're talking about playing at a high level with Dreeks and Bob. I got to ask you, who's playing better hockey right now, Drieger or Bobrovsky?
Tell you what, it's neck and neck. I mean, you look at I've got the numbers right in front of me here. Sergei Bobrovsky's last 16 appearances, he's 10-5-1. Chris Drieger's 5-2-0 individually. His last 7 starts, he was outstanding the other night, and earns the right to get back in there this evening. But they both have been outstanding this season. Chris Drieger coming into tonight's game in his last 7 games, mentioned 5-2-0 in that span, .948 save percentage. So he's stopping just about everything going his way. And for the Panthers right now, they've been alternating back and forth for the most part, and that's a real luxury for a team. And I think something that, with the standings as tight as they are right now, going down the stretch like this, there aren't a lot of teams out there that have a 1-2 punch like the Panthers do, where they can go to either guy and be in the same position to win, essentially. You look at Tampa Bay, and Andre Vasilevsky, you know, virtually shoulders the whole load. And when he's, you know, when they have to give him a night off, they'll go to a backup. They've had a little bit of a difficult time getting the results they're looking for from anybody other than Andre Vasilevsky in net. For the Panthers, they're able to go to either guy. That's going to really come in handy in the playoffs because of how condensed this schedule's been, how much hockey's being played, the wear and tear that it does take on everybody. When the Panthers get to the playoffs, both guys are going to be much fresher than, say, some of these guys on other teams that are having to play a lot more minutes, play a lot more games. So the Panthers are in a really fortunate situation right now to have two goalies rolling the way that Driedger and Bobrovsky are, and Driedger gets the nod tonight, and coming off a great showing the other night.
Doug Plagans, again, Panthers and Lightning tonight, and you'll hear it on 560 QAM. What did you think of the Panthers' moves before the trade deadline was up on Monday?
I thought everything was outstanding. They really addressed they were able to really shore up a lot of depth. You know, this was already a deep lineup, but they were able to add guys that can contribute in a number of different ways, and they were able to do so without disrupting the, you know, active roster really at all. And, of course, you know, Riley Stillman went to Chicago, and he's a guy who showed some promise. And obviously Brett Connolly went to Chicago, but the Panthers were able to add Sam Bennett, who's a guy that could be a Panther, obviously, beyond this season. Nikita Gusev comes in, and they signed him for the rest of the season. He was an MVP overseas in the KHL in Russia a couple of seasons back, and had 44 points for New Jersey last year, and he's going to get a chance on the top line tonight, a really skilled guy. And I think when you bring in a guy like that, and you put him with the surrounding cast that the Panthers have, I think it's going to really help him elevate his game. We've seen that happen with other players this season for the Panthers. You look at a guy like Carter Verhaeghe. He comes in, gets that top-line opportunity that wasn't there for him when he was a member of the Tampa Bay Lightning last year, comes in this year, and he's been one of the Panthers' top goal scorers, even though he's out with an injury right now. But this Panthers lineup and the overall skill that it has shown the ability to really help guys elevate their game. Brandon Montour is going to make his Panthers debut tonight. Really excited about him. He was a member of the Buffalo Sabres, obviously, before coming to the Panthers. They got him in a trade back on Saturday, and a guy who's going to come in and figures to play around 20 minutes a night. And Bill Zito said as much. It's impossible to replace a guy like Aaron Ekblad, who's out with an injury, but Montour is a guy who could be a top four defenseman on any team in the National Hockey League. He's right in the prime of his career, and he's going to get time in a lot of different situations, according to Joel Quenneville. So that's a guy who's going to make a big impact just based on the minutes and the opportunity that are available for him coming in tonight. So Brandon Montour will make his Panthers debut this evening, and then Sam Bennett potentially could make his debut for the Panthers on Saturday, but the Panthers getting him from Calgary. This is a guy I've been excited about for a long time, and you know, you always heard there were always rumors coming out of Calgary that he was a guy that could have been on the move. This was a fourth overall pick back in 2014. One of those guys that is still very young in age, but not young in experience. For a young guy, he's been able to see a lot in his career so far. He's got 20 points in 30 career playoff games, so he's shown the ability to produce on the big stage. And he plays a hard-nosed style. He can play all three forward positions. You can slot him up and down the lineup. And it's a guy that I've always liked. And I remember just seeing reports out of the media in Canada, things like that, and you know, you'd always see his name being one that was rumored about as somebody who could be on the move. And every time I would see that, you know, there was a possibility, oh, maybe the Flames are looking to move Sam Bennett. Every time I would see that, I would say, I'll take him. Every time I see that guy play, I see he's one of those guys. You say, oh, I wish we had a guy like that. Well, now the Panthers have him, and I'm excited to see him suit up as a member of the Panthers for the first time here in the very near future.
Plagans, as Crowder mentioned, is also one of our food experts on the show. He and I share a love of, you know, pop culture food. Have you ever been on a road trip? And I know you travel, obviously, for all the hockey broadcasting that you do, but also we know during the summers, you know, you'll do a tour of major league ballparks. Like, you're on the road a lot. Have you ever stopped at a Stuckey's, and have you ever had the pecan roll at Stuckey's?
I haven't, but I'll tell you this. So I drive up to North Carolina a decent amount. That's where my parents live, about 45 minutes outside of Charlotte. So that I-95 up until, you know, I get into South Carolina and start taking some other interstates. You go north on that, you see a lot of Stuckey's billboards. Seems like they're really expanding into Florida, by the way, just based on what I take away from the billboards. But I always see the pecan products getting promoted,
yeah,
whether it's from Stuckey's,
yeah,
or elsewhere. It's a big thing, especially the closer you get to Georgia. Seems like the more you see different pecan products being pushed on the billboards. And I'm a big Wawa guy, so sometimes I'll stop there for a sandwich on my way up. But maybe I'll have to stop at a Stuckey's at some point. And
I'm begging
and try it.
I mean, this Crowder who grew up in Georgia has never had their pecan roll, and Solana, who considers himself a worldly person and a world traveler, has never heard of Stuckey's. And so I am telling you. Your life is not complete as a pop culture food expert without having a bite into one of these pecan logs.
Spelled, it's how is it spelled again? Stuckey's is spelled like Stuckey's or something like that?
No, you're thinking of Buckey's.
That's Buckey's.
Is something completely different.
That's a totally
different
situation. Okay, well,
right.
Apologies
Stuckey's
to the folks
is
at
Stuckey's.
Now,
Buckey's is a Dallas-based convenience store that has a following quite like Wawa. I can't believe how expert I am in all this
yes,
stuff.
Yes, okay, but so thanks for clearing that up. And you know what? Now I have seen Stuckey's. I can picture the sign now, but
yes,
I've also seen that Buckey's is expanding into the area as well. I noticed this on my
Buc-ee's
drives
is
up and down
opening
various
their
interstates.
First Florida location. Yeah, Buckey's has like a religious cult-like following. I'm dying to go to a Buckey's.
And Doug, one thing. This whole pecan with that long-ass A, let me tell you, it's a pecan, Doug. It's a pecan.
Hmm. What about butter pecan ice cream? Is it?
Butter pecan ice cream.
No, I think Plagan's pronounced that correctly. I'm with you. Usually it's a pecan if I need a handful of pecans or something. But I think he's right. If you're getting butter pecan ice cream, that's the way you say it.
What is this? Why y'all holding this damn A so long?
What about
pecan
pie? I guess my experience being from Michigan, I think the main pecan attraction that I would always hear about was butter pecan ice cream. That was, you know, being up there, that was really where the pecan really would shine, was as a member of the ice cream.
It's a good point. No, it's a good point.
You're killing me with the con,
yeah,
Doug.
That's a good point.
Can't deal with it.
All right, Doug Plagans. Listen to him tonight on 560 QAM. Panthers and Lightning. Panthers will be looking to grab their second win in a row, although it gets a little tough against Tampa. Thank you, as always, Plagans. Have a good broadcast.
Thank you, guys. And, yeah, one of the biggest head-to-head matchups in the history of the cross-state rivalry taking place tonight, and then we get it again on Saturday. So hope everybody's ready for a big next two games.
That is true. And hopefully you'll have a chance to listen to him, and maybe the Panthers can win one, if not two, of those. There you go. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers Radio Network. All right. Rapidly approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour and 15 minutes of heat in the 5 o'clock hour as well. There's still a lot to go. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground today. I ain't lying.
Definitely. And I'm going to let you know, I know you're tired. If you're tired, you get hungry. If you're hungry, go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Been in the Hollywood, Florida area for over 70 years. I've been going there personally 17 years. It is delicious. They have it all. The selection, the prices, the service, it's just amazing. But you talking about selection now? Go to DelawareChicken.com. DelawareChicken.com, that's the website. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have the lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs, all the crustaceans with your clams and your scallops and your oysters. And the stone crabs are in season. And they have the colossal all the way to the medium, fresh, delicious, the best price. Oh, I love stone crabs. My family loves stone crabs. If you do, go to Delaware. But once you go to DelawareChicken.com and find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. If you want to stay in the car, they have curbside delivery. Bring it right out there to the car. If you want to go inside, I always go inside. I just like going inside. Like I said, I know everybody in there. I'm in there about an hour talking sports, talking to the awesome staff. But whichever direction you want to go, Delaware has you. And the prices are amazing. Right now, the chicken breast halves, boneless and skinless, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, only $4.79 a pound. Key West Pink Shrimp, had them last weekend, fried them up. Everybody loved them. Only $12.99 a pound. And Boston Scrod Filets, only $14.99 a pound. Fresh and delicious. But they also have prepared food now. If you want to try it, you know, I don't want to say get over on your significant other, but make a great meal. And, you know, and maybe Delaware can make you fudge it. The Chicken Parmesan Dinner for Two. With pastas, only $10.99. Without pastas, only $8.99. Take it out the package. Put it in the oven. Warm it up. And you can have a meal on the table that is delicious and looks professional. And y'all can have a great dinner from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, let's take a quick break. And then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Get off our show!
Hawk and Crowder.
You know what premiered today in 1990, Crowder?
Who know what?
In Living Color.
Oh, my goodness.
That was so funny. It was so different than anything you'd seen.
It's part of my, like life and Harlem Nights. And, like, there's some movies that are, like, part of my comedic, you know, upbringing. And Living Color is right there with them.
Like, did you ever see that, Solana? Like, that was just, I mean, it was, because I don't even know if they play it in reruns anymore. Did you ever see In Living Color?
I've never seen, and I know this is going to hurt you, Crowder, but I've never seen In Living Color.
Yeah, there's just not many places to see it. But, I mean, really, you know, the Wayans brothers and the Fly Girls, like, it was like Saturday Night Live, but so much hipper. And Jim Carrey was on it, and it was excellent, right? I mean,
yeah.
There were some characters, Men on Film, Homie the Clown. I mean, who was the Damon Wayans used to be in jail, and he would talk about the testiculation.
The woke Muslim dude.
Yeah.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Yeah. That show was so good for a minute, right?
Yeah. But all that, like the Chappelle Show, all those skit shows, all those, you know, just get some guys together and make some funny stuff. Like for the black community, and Living Color started all that.
Yeah, for sure. Like it had always been Saturday Night Live. And there was there was SCTV for a while. There was a show called Fridays for a while. But In Living Color, and it was on Fox, that was the first real, like, it was always one black guy on Saturday Night Live, you know, maybe two. And In Living Color was, I mean, just, it was revelatory. And it was so hot, and they had the DJ, and the Fly Girls would dance. Man, anyway, it was a long time ago.
Funny. Debuted there was today, one white guy. There was one white
was
guy always
star.
On In Living Color.
And Jim Carrey was the biggest star.
Oh,
he was
head,
so good on that show. Remember? Oh, the head detective.
Oh, the head detective was my favorite.
You know, that cast, if I remember the first cast, it was the Wayans brothers, Jim Carrey, but David Alan Greer. Who was funny as hell. Jamie Foxx. Wasn't Jamie Foxx on it?
No. Was Jamie
you
on
sure?
I got to look it up, but I would. If I had to bet money, I'd say no. I think
so, yeah. Didn't he do the... played the woman with the...
What
was the character?
With the big lips. He had the lips out, and he used to... Oh, my goodness, yeah.
What like was that character?
Like Shanae off of Martin, but...
Right.
Yeah, a different character. Yeah, you know, man, you just blew my mind. That is Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Tommy Davidson, he was really funny.
Wow.
Wasn't it Jamie Foxx? Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
Who was giving me the little chills? Bring it back memories.
Someone text in. What was the character? Oh, remember? I'm looking at the Wikipedia for In Living Color. Fire Marshal Bill was a great character from. let me tell you something. man, who was the woman that Jamie Foxx played? Oh, my friend Dan Walton just texted me. Wanda. Yeah. Wanda.
Yes,
what a
and he
great
had his damn
character.
Eyes crossed.
What
oh,
a great
goodness.
Character. Man. You got to see if that's in reruns anywhere, Solana, because I have a feeling it still holds up.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, it does say on Wikipedia, Jamie Foxx, Wanda. Yeah.
I love character. That in 2021 you still just want me to find it on a rerun. Like, you want me to just sit on TNT, wait for them to play. Like, I'll just stream it.
No, but it's got to be somewhere, right?
Yeah,
isn't it got to be like on Hulu?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
But like a rerun is like on, like, you want me to just sit there on TBS and wait for In Living Color to play. Like, Hawk,
well,
I can stream any movie ever made. You know that,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. You've got to find it. All I'm right. watching The Office right now with no sound on and commercials on Comedy Central. So you know how I roll when it comes to shows.
You're showing your age though, because to say the word rerun, right. that means it ran and they run it again later. That's not really how streaming.
Yeah, it's a rerun.
That's not how streaming works.
It's a rerun. It's absolutely.
I'm in the middle. That's not how it works, Hawk.
Because Crowder, he even said it like, yeah, I don't know if they play that anywhere anymore. Like, that's what you told me when I said I hadn't seen it.
Oh, that's true. I did say that. Yeah. Yeah, so you can see that anywhere. They got that on a DVD or a disc.
No, I just got to wait for FX to play it sometime in the next decade. Don't worry, I have nothing else to do.
I'll send you a VHS. I got a VHS at the house.
Here's a better way to spend your time. It's downloading the GetUpside app. I have been talking about the GetUpside app for weeks now. If you have not downloaded this yet, and maybe you want to use the money that you earn on it to buy the VHS set of In Living Color. Well, they got those in reruns now. No, I'm serious. Download the GetUpside app. If you don't download it, you are literally saying, I don't want free money. And who would say that? This is an app you download from the App Store or Google Play. It's called Get Upside. When you download it, put in my code HOCH, H-O-C-H. And it earns you cash back when you fill your car with gas. I mean, it's literally no other way to explain it than that. You use the GetUpside app, you fill it, pull into a gas station, the GetUpside app, it'll pop open, it'll say, oh, you're at a Citgo, you're at a Shell station, you're at, you know, wherever, and you do a little check-in, and depending on what that gas station offers there, maybe they offer 10 cents back per gallon, maybe they offer 5 cents, but you just accumulate it in your account. Millions of people have earned over $100 million using GetUpside. So again, download the app, GetUpside, put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. If you do that, you could earn up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. So if your car holds 20 gallons, that first fill up, if you max out at 50 cents a gallon, you're going to get 10 bucks back. And that's real cash. Or you can get up to 25 cents back per gallon every time you fill up after that. So just download the GetUpside app. It doesn't cost you anything. And you make sure you put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H, and start earning cash back from GetUpside. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I have a mass of nipples with meat in the middle.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.